Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 364 of the Divine Intervention Podcast. And in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about effect modification. And then I'll be contrasting that with confounding, which I discussed about 2 days ago. Again, as I do at the beginning of every podcast, again, I do have a course for the USMLE Step 2 CK Step 3 or Complex Level 2 and 3 exams coming up next week. It starts with the NBME Test Taking Strategies course from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, which is 4 to 6:30 p.m. Eastern on Monday, that's tomorrow. And then from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain Time, which is 9 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, from Tuesday to Friday, I have the 24-hour course. We'll be going over surgery, pediatrics, OB-GYN, internal medicine, psych neuro, multi-system processes and disorders, biostatistics, ethics, professionalism, and communications. Again, many people have taken these courses and done extremely well on the exams with them. So we're going to go ahead and get started here. So yesterday we talked about confounding, right? We said that confounding was where you had a third factor, right, that was associated with exposure and also associated with the outcome, right? And we said that, you know, when you stratified, the effects that you thought you initially saw would then disappear, right? So one example we gave was, that let's say, for example, you see people that carry lighters, you notice that, wow, I do this amazing study. And I noticed that, wow, people that carry lighters have an increased risk of lung cancer, right? But we said that the confounder there was smoking, because usually if you're a smoker, you probably carry more lighters around, right? And if you smoke, so smoking is associated with lighters, that's the exposure. Well, smoking is also associated with the outcome, which is lung cancer, right? We said that when you stratified, right? So say, for example, you broke down the people that use lighters by smokers and non-smokers. You notice that, wow, that effect you thought you saw disappears in the non-smoking group, but then it appears in the smoking group, right? That tells you you're dealing with a confounder. Now, remember, one key thing we said about a confounder is that a confounder is associated with both the exposure and the outcome. Now, things are a little different when you look at effect modification, right? Effect modification is basically where you have, again, some external variable. But unlike confounding where, oh, the external variable is associated with the exposure and the outcome, in effect modification, the external variable is associated only with the outcome. It is not associated with the exposure in any way, shape, or form, right? So, like, for example, if you see that, wow, people that consume, you know, alcohol, right, are at elevated risk of esophageal cancer, for example, right? You're like, oh, people that consume alcohol, they're at elevated risk of esophageal cancer, right? But then you notice that if you actually checked, you notice that, wow, if you broke it down by people that smoke and people that don't smoke, you'll notice that, wow, oh, you know, the people that consume alcohol and smoke, wow, they have like a super, super high risk of esophageal cancer. The people that consume alcohol and don't smoke, they still have an elevated risk for like esophageal cancer, but it's not as high as the people that smoke. That's an example of effect modification. Again, effect modification is related only to the outcome. It's not related to the exposure in any way, shape, or form. Again, just look at the term effect modification, right? So it means that it just makes, it changes more the magnitude of the effect. So say, for example, you're an alcoholic, you're gonna get esophageal cancer from it. But, or, you know, you have an elevated risk of esophageal cancer. When you then throw in smoking on top of that, then your risk gets even higher, right? So the effect of alcohol on smoke, like your, like the association between alcohol and smoking becomes even strong, the association between alcohol and esophageal cancer gets even stronger when you smoke, right? So the thing is, in effect modification, an association exists. And that association gets stronger because of an external variable. That's the best way to understand effect modification, right? Another classic example is like asbestos and lung cancer. We know that asbestosis increases your risk for lung cancer. That relationship exists already, But there's an external variable that you should consider there, smoking, right? The thing is, let's say, oh, you have a twofold increased risk of lung cancer with asbestosis. But then you start smoking. That smoking plus asbestosis can give you like a 60-fold risk of lung cancer. So the thing is, the effect exists, right? It just, the effect gets stronger with a different kind of variable. That's what effect modification is, right? So one of the nice ways to understand effect modification is to see the response to stratification. Remember, we said that in confounding, when you stratify, you'll notice that, wow, an effect you saw will disappear in a certain group, right? The thing is, in effect modification, when you stratify, you're still going to see those effects. It's just you are now going to start noticing that in those stratified subgroups, the effect is stronger in like a certain subgroup versus the other. So the effect is going to be there, but you're just going to see a different strength of that effect, right? That's, again, effect modification for you, right? So again, in this example of asbestosis and lung cancer, right? If, for example, if we're dealing with confounding, when you then stratify as, oh, people that smoke and people that don't smoke, you notice that, oh, wow, maybe people that don't smoke, wow, asbestosis actually has no relationship with lung cancer. But the people that smoke, oh, asbestosis does have a relationship with lung cancer, right? That's what you would see if smoking were a confounder, right, for the relationship between asbestosis and lung cancer. But if smoking is an effect modifier for the relationship between asbestosis and lung cancer, then you'll notice that, wow, if you break it up, if you stratify by smokers and non-smokers, you'll see that, wow, the people that don't smoke but, you know, have been exposed to asbestosis, they still have an increased risk of lung cancer. It's like two or threefold. But then if you look at the subgroup of people that smoke, you may notice that, wow, the people that have been exposed to asbestos and they smoke, wow, they have like a 60-fold risk of lung cancer, right? So if you notice, the risk is still existing. The risk does not completely disappear because of stratification. It's just you notice that, wow, the risk has a different kind of strength, right, with stratification. That's what tells you that you are dealing with an effect modifier. So again, key differences: effect modification is associated with only the outcome. It's not associated with the exposure, right? It's not associated with the exposure, right? The fact that you, the fact that you've been exposed to asbestos, the fact that you've been exposed to asbestos does not necessarily mean that you're a smoker. No, like, oh, wow, you've been exposed to asbestos, oh, you must be a smoker. No, right? But again, the effect modifier in this case, right, the smoking is definitely associated with the outcome, right? And asbestos is also associated with the outcome, right? So again, those are key ways to differentiate effect modification from confounding. In confounding, the confounder is associated with the exposure and the outcome. That's one. And then two, in confounding, when you stratify, you'll notice that the association you saw will disappear for one of the subgroups, right? It will disappear for one of the subgroups. But when you're looking at effect modification, the effect modifier is associated only with the outcome. It's not associated with the exposure. It's not associated with the risk factor. And then when you do stratification, you'll notice that the strength of the association you are seeing between the exposure and the outcome gets bigger, gets stronger, right? But it's not like, oh, wow, the association you see just disappears. No, it doesn't disappear. You just notice the different strength of association between the different subgroups. So I really hope that this clears up confounding versus effect modification for you. Again, as I do at the end of every podcast, I do offer one-on-one tutoring for many exams: step one, step two, CK, step three, preclinical med school exams, third year shelf exams. And I also, again, have these USMLE courses I run. There's going to be one next week, starting actually tomorrow, if you're interested. Again, the MBME Test Taking Strategies course on the 24th, and the 24-hour review course for Step 2 CK, Step 3, Complex Level 2 and 3, between the 25th and the 28th. So if you're interested, just shoot me an email through the website, and I'll be happy to give you some more direction. So thank you for listening to me. Have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless you. Thank you.